Hi, hello, what's up, geeks? You're listening to episode 105 of the podcast that brings you up to speed with news from the world of tech and also gives you handy tips. And we recommend apps, we recommend games, and we have a lot of fun along the way. And I'm Vikram Mohan, and joining me from the other end of the city, though with the lockdown, it might as well have been the other end of the world. We still can't meet each other. So, we have Vinayak Nair. Hey, Vinayak.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Vikram.
Oof, time's crawling by, isn't it?
Yeah. So we don't even know what to do. We don't know what to watch because, like, you've been binge watching everything, right? So,
I have an excuse to binge watch now because we have binge on podcast.
Yeah.
That's there. Anyway, surprisingly, we do have quite a bit of news to discuss. So, lots of things which are happening in the world of tech. So, let's get right down to broken news. And the first story, of course, I don't want to dwell too much on it unless you have something to talk about. It's just I read in the newspaper earlier today that the Indian government, they have given official advisory against people from using Zoom truth be told, right now we are recording this. So we are obviously not adhering to the government guidelines.
Yeah. But actually, they're given a whole list of stuff we're not supposed to do, like switch off that kind of, like, it's a PDF I had seen, actually. You download that and then you're supposed to turn those things off.
Is it okay? I should have a look at that. Honestly speaking, in fact, I've not read too much on what is the security concern with respect to Zoom. I know that, for example, they said that one of the concerns was that right now, they seem to have removed it. Okay, if on the top left-hand side, there used to be a tiny green lock which said encrypted.
I have an E with a green lock on.
You have that? Okay. For me, maybe since because...
you are the host.
The host, maybe it doesn't show me that anymore. So that E encrypted kind of gives a false sense of security that this video is also encrypted. But apparently from what I read, the chat function which is there, only that is encrypted. The video is not...
Okay, if you had a video, like an audio call, any call also, it would have not been encrypted then.
No. So okay, only the chat is encrypted apparently, but I don't know what are the other security concerns, honestly.
People are, what do you say, joining into other people's meetings and all that sort, Zoom bombing or something like that, right?
There have been some, Russian company had also issued some security advisory on Zoom. But here you go, while reading out this news, we are still using Zoom.
Yeah.
Though it is, I remember speaking to you about this, Vinayak, that if somebody had told you that, you know what, for a good 2 or 3 months, the entire world would be using video calling, we would have all thought, okay, the de facto name for that is Skype. Nobody's talking about Skype.
I've stopped using Skype also, actually, if you really be honest. Like, Skype, even if I have a call with the clients in the US, I'm actually using Zoom.
What do you think went wrong with Skype? Why are we not using Skype?
They had actually made a new like Skype for Business, right? So that one had it's a kind of a paid tier, which is Zoom is more accessible, I guess, at that
price. You don't need to download anything for Zoom. So if Skype, you have to download the... In fact, there is a web app, but Microsoft being Microsoft has not probably made it very...
Skype also, you can't invite people directly, right? Even if they don't have a Skype ID or something.
But here's the thing. That might be a point, whether they have a Skype ID or not, but they don't need to have the software installed because you do have the Skype web client, which I have
But
used.
You need to have a Microsoft account and you have to log into Skype and then only you can add people and then add to a meeting, which is more secure in a way, but at the same time... it's not easy. People want ease of use.
They lost a big chance with this one. The next one, you want to take the next one about Xiaomi?
Yeah, so Xiaomi, we've been doing a lot of reviews on Xiaomi products earlier, but this is the latest thing that has come out from Xiaomi. That is the Mi Robot Vacuum MOP-P. So MOP, you have to say that. I don't know if you say it in Chinese, it might be like that. Okay, so the thing is, it's supposed to be something like $29,999, and right now it's being crowdfunded. So it's being you can fund it for $17,999. You won't get it instantly anyway due to the lockdown. But even if there was no lockdown, you would get it only in September. So this is a crowdfunding page that Xiaomi has, and it looks quite nice actually, like laser navigation system, and it's got
like all Xiaomi stuff. Yeah,
all Xiaomi stuff always had like good bang for the buck kind of a thing. But how interested would you be to actually pick up a Chinese, like directly non-Chinese product?
Yeah, I had tweeted about this I think a few days ago during the OneNote keynote, that you know there was all this chatter about, you know, let's boycott the Chinese stuff, let's do this, let's do that. The moment there's OnePlus, oh look at OnePlus 8, wow, that looks so cool. Now of course here we are talking about Xiaomi vacuum cleaners. But keeping Xiaomi aside, I do have a robotic vacuum cleaner, and of course that also from a Chinese brand, Haier, I believe. What I have, I think, is a Haier vacuum cleaner.
How costly was that actually? How expensive was that?
It was a gift.
Oh, okay, so lucky you.
So we did use it now and then. It does a really good job in picking up pet hair, which is a big problem in our house. And
most of us Indians have so much of furniture here and there, right? It can't go under the stuff and all. How big is this Xiaomi thing also? If it is quite small and can go under sofa, it's massive actually. Unless your sofa is quite high.
Yeah,
I don't think it can go.
For example, it won't go under our box cots. Mm. But it does a better job of. And this one which I have doesn't have laser navigation and all. But it's pretty decent. And it does jhadu pocha also, where you can pour water and it does. It mops the floor.
Yeah, even this one supposed to have it. But the thing is, because of that laser, guidance, it actually has a small bump on the top, right?
Right.
Which actually increases it more, and it really might not go under the beds because of that.
Possible. That's a new camera bump, I guess. Equivalent of a camera bump for a vacuum cleaner. For us, surprisingly, the reason why we are not using our robo vacuum cleaner is because it freaks out our dog.
Oh, okay.
So, and which is unfortunate because it does a really good job in picking up pet hair. But this guy gets really crazy and he starts barking at it. And so that's,
But does it do a good job? Like, can it go anywhere? Most of the stuff, I think a lot of places it would not be able to reach, right?
Well, yeah. But let me put it this way. Yeah, it doesn't compare anywhere close to what our, what's the politically correct term for our household help?
My
top. Next would be the robo vacuum cleaner. Third would be me.
So okay.
Does a better
or you should go with the vacuum cleaner everywhere, like go touch it so that it cleans.
You know what? Joking aside, I've actually done that. So sometimes it misses a spot. So I'll carry the vacuum cleaner and put it back into that place and ask it. And there is one button which you can press for it to really concentrate on one spot.
Power mode or something like that?
Yeah, there's a spot mode. It's actually called the spot mode.
Oh, okay.
And moving on. This one, which was very, very heavily discussed, was it's something like the Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan making a movie together types. But extraordinary times. So Apple and Google are joining forces for a good reason, and they are helping fight COVID. Have you read the story, Vinayak?
No, I did not actually. I have not seen this.
Yeah,
I have one thing is there. Like even as for the what is the other app that the government has, Arogya.
I have that. No,
even I have that actually. But the thing is, it's asking Setu. Questions. Arogya Setu. So the thing is, it's asking you questions like, have you been abroad so and so? Like how for the past 30 days, 14 days, and all that. Have you met anybody who's come from abroad? If I am. If I feel that I am sick and I don't want anybody to come to my house and check me out, I can say yes. Like I have not.
No, that part of the app is more of a self-diagnosis. But what Arogya Setu does is basically what Apple and Google are planning to do on a much larger scale, where if there is a known case. Now, let's say in a particular, in my apartment, there is, I have been detected as a positive case. Then what it would do is, since pretty much Apple plus Google know location information of pretty much everyone right now.
But until unless somebody marks you, it will not be able to track you. Yeah. So suppose the government, suppose you were checked. Okay, somebody will identify you and then mark on your app that you are something like
But unfortunately, in India, we are not doing nearly as much testing as we should be. So I'm not sure how well it'll help. But in places where there is ample amount of testing, in any case, this is certainly going to help. And the way they're going to roll it out is first, Apple and Google said they'll roll out an app. So Google will roll out an app and Apple will roll out an app which you can download and opt-in. It's not going to be opt-out. So you can choose to install it and you
can... could be their Aarogya Setu app kind of thing.
Yeah, similar to that. Google Setu and Apple Setu.
Apple Setu.
So... you can but do that, but what
will like? I was actually better to be staying at home. Don't go walking around here and there so that you don't have to get tested. Because until unless you give them a reason for testing you, it is safer to be at home, I guess.
But both of these companies are looking at a long term. So for example, Apple has actually said that they will be rolling out an iOS update which will have this built in. Because they feel that this COVID situation is not going to go away anytime soon.
So for any pandemic, instead of only COVID, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Even for future reasons.
In case. Okay. We don't want any more, but this still, what do you say, backup kind of a thing.
True. But of course, privacy, people who are concerned about privacy, obviously, they're raising a very valid concern, saying that right now, of course, the situation calls for it. Mm-hmm. But then, how do I know that after this, my location is still not being tracked?
I tell them to go to history.google.com and check out where all they have been around the world or wherever. Like, I checked out my trips around, where all I have been, how I have been, kind of thing. It knows everything.
Even on a daily basis, it draws you a map and tell. In fact, if you're outside India, you can also ask it to do a street view. So, it actually does a complete...
And we have those contributions on Google Maps, right? And it knows exactly from your photos. I've also been taken over there. Say it gives you a list. Okay, these are the photos that you have taken in that area. Like, do you want to add these to Google?
True. And so, finally, this is something that made me kind of happy, which is that, of course, it's not been confirmed news because I've not read it in too many places, but... I read it in Axios and one other place where it's...
Verge also has it, actually.
Verge also has it? Okay, then we've got a couple of sources. Even I read it in the Verge and Axios, where they say that Google is now stepping into the chip game, which is they're basically going to do their own system on a chip. What do you think about this?
It's pretty good, actually. See, the thing is, Google knows exactly how their OS works. So if they, like Apple, if they do something, which they make something which is optimized for Google Android, I think the experience can go really well. And it's supposed to be using the 5-nanometer fabrication process, right? Which Samsung is going to be doing it for them again. So it's going to be codenamed Whitechapel.
Greg Chappell ka bhai.
Yeah. So it'll have a machine learning technology and all integrated into that chip itself. So it's supposed to be quite good. If something comes out really well out of it, it's really nice then.
Yeah. And the thing is, of course, I'm sure Qualcomm will not be too happy hearing about this. Though you have to think, Google is hardly a small fish in the entire hardware game, right? So
the thing is, Qualcomm also, because of you can't see, they have a lot of patents, right? Even Samsung is not being able to, can't sell Exynos chips in the US and all that for that same kind of a reason. Actually, you have to sell Snapdragon devices there, but it's Exynos everywhere else, and
they have exclusivity on the bands being used in the
US. Yeah.
And even actually, Pixels currently also have some Google made. If you remember, I think also, Pixel 2 had that imaging chipset. Then in Pixel 3, they had 3 and 4 has some AI chipset. So it's not like they're totally.
Then you have the security chipset, right? Titan M or something like that.
Titan, security. Yes. Forgot about that one. So now they're going all aboard, and which is really good because this year, as I've said, I think literally in every episode, I've griped about the Qualcomm 865. So I'll spare you the details, but this is definitely good, and it'll help them make their
phone. I think it'll improve on the competition, actually. If their processor is...
Right, at least.
Yeah, so there's almost Snapdragon seems to be the,
de facto standard.
De facto kind of thing. Yeah, I like how there was a case also around against Microsoft and Intel, trying to get the market only for them. Right. So what is that kind of, what is it called? There's a specific name for that. There was a case against Microsoft and Intel, like Microsoft especially, like taking the market only, like they want to become the only...
Yes. Basically, they were the monopoly thing, right? Yeah.
So something like that is actually happening with Snapdragon.
Unfair trade practices.
So yes. Actually happening with Snapdragon then, I guess, right? With Qualcomm.
Being all powerful. Anyway, yeah. So we will see what happens. But what they said is this will not impact this year's Pixel. Pixel 5 will, but probably from Pixel 6 onwards, Google...
Just imagine all that AI engine within that one chip and then the photography will go quite higher, I guess.
Which is again, we have right now Samsung makes Exynos and even Huawei makes, what is it called? Kirin.
Cryo.
Kirin. But Kirin. Neither of them sell it to others. So for example, you won't have a LG phone or a HTC phone with a Samsung or with a Huawei processor.
What is Cryo? Then I kind of Qualcomm is Cryo and Huawei is Kirin.
And so that's pretty much it from the news side. A lot of things to talk about. I'm sure people are waiting on why we didn't talk about the main thing that happened in the tech world. So we have not forgotten about the big news. Yeah. So that's right coming up right now in the feature story. Right on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. And welcome back. So, which one do you want to talk about first, Vinayak? We had one phone, one company, OnePlus, which constantly compared itself to iPhone. And then we had Apple itself with the iPhone announcement.
Yeah.
So, do you want to take it in the order in which they were released?
Okay, so we'll start off with the OnePlus, I guess, right?
OnePlus. First, yeah. Overall, okay, what did you think about in short, before we go into the details?
Okay, about OnePlus?
About OnePlus.
Okay. So OnePlus, okay, it's a great phone. It's fantastic. It's got all the high latest specs. It's made beautifully, very well made. Only thing is, I think most of the people are griping about is the price, I guess.
Which, Indian pricing has not yet been announced. And they did drop a slight hint that the pricing of OnePlus 8 in India might be lower than expected. Because they dropped a cryptic tweet saying that we don't speak dollars. Look forward to Indian pricing soon. And the fact that they have not yet announced Indian pricing makes me think that they were probably waiting to see what Apple was announcing.
Okay.
Do you think so? That's my theory.
Could be actually. It could also be. But they can't bring it that low also, right? They can't bring it to that kind of pricing.
Well, they can't, but at least they can kind of keep it in... rethink a few thousands here and there too.
Because the way it's going, the kind of prices that it is at right now, it's quite close to the Samsung flagships right now.
It is, in fact, let's get down to the phone itself. We have two phones, OnePlus 8 and OnePlus 8 Pro. And unlike last year, this year the Pro doesn't have the pop-up cam. Both of them have a, what do we call them? Hole punch.
Hole punch cam.
Hole punch and huge phones. Do you have the specs with you by any chance?
Yes.
I have way too many windows here.
I have this thing here. So,
but the phones look amazing. That's one thing I can tell, that OnePlus has hit it out of the park in terms of phone design, especially the way it's shiny and the back looks.
The Interstellar Glow version is quite different actually. So that's the one that has the rainbow shading and all that stuff. Yeah, so
I think that's the one which everyone will be wanting.
Yeah, I guess. So the the OnePlus 8 is supposed to be 6.55 inches, and the OnePlus 8 Pro is supposed to be 6.9, I guess, right? Something like that.
Both of them are 6.78
inches.
Yeah, so finally, OnePlus does get wireless charging.
Yes, but another thing is also there, that wireless charging and IP certification is only on the Pro, right?
Only on the Pro, right.
Yeah, so the iPhone, I'm still going iPhone. OnePlus 8, the standard edition does not have IP rating, and it does, like, that means waterproofing and dustproofing, and the wireless charging is not available on the OnePlus 8. But this is something like at least this is one thing that they have brought in the Pro, the wireless charging, which is a 50-watt charging, right?
30 watt.
I think the Samsung, I'll come to the wireless charging,
but I just wanted to ask you something. In the, you saw the live stream. I caught it up midway because I was caught in another meeting. So I saw that usually, Android flagships compare them to each other. So, for example, Pixel, you would think that they would compare themselves to a Pixel or a Samsung Galaxy S. But no, all comparisons were only to the iPhone.
So they're all trying to get that iPhone market share into Android, I guess, right? So they all want to break but eat into that.
My question to you is, Pete Lau, if he was listening to this, and there's no reason why he shouldn't, if Pete Lau is listening to this and who's the CEO of OnePlus, and he saw you constantly referring to the OnePlus as iPhone, would he be happy or would he get angry? I think he'd be happy that they occupy the same spot in your head. Which is what I guess he's going for.
I know. So they must have actually brainwashed us to think, okay, iPhone equal to OnePlus 8 equal to iPhone kind of a thing.
But little does he know that you are one of the many Apple haters out there. So it might actually not, you're not the right person to brainwash.
But most of these ads are meant to brainwash us to buy stuff, right?
True. So the two differentiating factors, let's not even talk about the OnePlus 8 because, honestly, bearing the better camera, which, it's supposed to be really good, and better camera and the Snapdragon 865, there is not really much of a difference, is there, from the OnePlus 7T? It's just a slight bump, but the main changes are in the OnePlus 8 Pro.
I guess, yeah, there would be. But there's a drop also in the quality of the camera is what they say. Because when they had the hole punch camera, it was higher resolution or higher, much better than what, because of the hole punch, they made it smaller.
They had to downgrade the quality of the camera. So let's talk about the OnePlus 8 Pro, which, by the way, in the US, it's coming to, the higher end version comes to $1,000. So in India, we can expect something around 80,000
easily. But if it is 80,000, then the S20 Plus is a much better buy, right?
Absolutely.
Mosquito.
Bugs. Exactly. So if you notice, OnePlus itself has stopped using the flagship killer or that kind of branding for the last couple of times. Now they're saying fast and fluid, never settle and all that. So they want to become the aspirational brand. And like you said, the comparisons made it obvious that they want to be seen as the, if not at least an Apple, at least a Samsung Galaxy S. They want to be seen that and not...
A brand to be, what do you say?
Sought after aspirational brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So IP rating, of course, OnePlus has always maintained that their phones are waterproof and dustproof.
But somebody is saying, I just saw OnePlus 8 Pro smartphone price in India likely to be 68,290. How is that?
Have they officially announced the pricing yet? Can you just quickly go over to OnePlus India?
It's still price coming soon, actually.
Yeah, it still says soon.
Yeah.
So, before we go on to Apple, quickly, I just wanted to make one point about the wireless charger. So you said it's a definite improvement in wireless charging because it's 30 watts, which is fabulous.
And how much? Like a half an hour is 50% or something?
Right.
It also has
a fan.
I think most of the good wireless chargers do have a fan, like even like the one I have, right? So it has fans. It has a fan in that. Samsung one, this is.
I didn't know that. I have only a Pixel stand and that's not exactly fast.
Okay.
Just a slab. But the thing that people are griping about with this OnePlus charger is that not only does it have a fan, it has a very nice... I like these touches which OnePlus makes. They have something called sleep mode or night mode, where if you switch it on at night, it'll ensure that many people have their wireless charger in their nightstand, right? Mm-hmm. So what it'll do is, anyway, the phone has all night to charge, so it'll not turn on the fan and it'll do a slow charge. That way you're not disturbed by the sound of a fan, which I thought it's a very nice touch.
But the charger also, they had one problem with it, is the attached cable. Like the power cable is not removable kind of a thing.
On both ends.
So suppose you have some cable management that you have to do, it doesn't fit in through those holes that you generally have on.
Exactly. I mean, right now my Pixel stand is right here, and it goes through the hole in the table for where all the cables go through. So if I had a OnePlus charger, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Because the charging, the plug will not go through the hole. And
you can't remove the plug on the other side, and charger is quite massive. It won't go through the hole anyway.
Crazy. I don't know why they would do that. Okay, so that was OnePlus 8.
Maybe that's how they're getting the speed.
That's how they're getting the speed. I don't know if that... Maybe... I don't know.
They don't want people to use some other USB-C cable and then cable. They complain again, I guess.
Could be. Very much. Let's go on to the iPhone SE. Which... again, very unlike Apple, just suddenly... the news just came out that the iPhone SE, which for long we have been even talking on this podcast, it could be called iPhone 9, it could be called SE, it could be called SE 2. So it's just called iPhone SE. And reading out the specs, it's exactly iPhone 8 chassis. So even if you have a case for an iPhone 8, you can use it for the new iPhone SE. So it's the same size. Yeah. And but it's got the latest Apple processor, the A13 Bionic. And smaller screen, just 4.7-inch retina screen.
But the thing is, it's 4.7 inches, but because of the bezels, it goes to 5.5-inch category, I guess, right?
The screen itself or the phone?
The whole thing, the whole phone.
The phone, yeah. Because I think the reason for that is because they must have had a huge amount of iPhone 8 bezels. So let me finish the specs and I'll tell you my conspiracy theory for this one. So it's got the A13, which is the latest processor, 4.8 inch retina, and the same iPhone 8 camera, by the way. It's not, even the iPhone XR, iPhone 8 has the same camera as the iPhone 10. So same iPhone 8 camera system, Touch ID, and the pricing, we'll talk about the pricing in a bit. But we were talking about this as a wow, it's a revolutionary thing in terms of pricing and all. Basically, if you remember last year or so, Apple did this thing where they announced a new iPad, which is cheaper, but basically it was actually a scaled on, which is with an older processor and lesser specs, if you remember that.
I have that iPad 2007 or something, right? Not 2017, I guess.
2017.
2007 iPhone only.
Exactly. So similarly, if you look at it, this is actually not a new phone. This is basically they have taken the old iPhone 8, put in a new processor, put in a smaller screen, and dropped the price to...
Maybe the same screen and from the iPhone 8.
I think the screen is smaller than the iPhone 8. Because it's lesser than
4.7 inches. iPhone 8 is 4.7 inches. IPS LCD capacitive touch screen.
Okay.
I think it is exactly the same thing except for the chip. The processor
is upgraded. They must have run out of those old chips. So they said, we'll have to put the new chips. So they put the new chip, just gave it. It's basically iPhone, all the old stocks of iPhone 8, same assembly line. They just, when it puts in the chip, instead of putting in the old chip, it just putting in a new chip and puts in a new branding. And which, honestly, I'm not complaining because end of the day, the pricing in the US is amazing. It's how much? $399?
$399. So that's something like 30,600 or something like that, right?
Yeah, 30,000 rupees. Whereas, of course, there is also the India
price in India. Like, I think a lot of people have fallen for it. At 30K, an iPhone.
iPhone for 30K.
That would be the standard.
But unfortunately, pricing in India.
It's something like 43K, right?
42,500 to be precise.
Yeah, so 500 rupees less than 43K.
Yeah, I mean, 5,000.
Another thing is there, it is 13,500 almost, like 13,000 more.
Yeah, 13,000 more. See, if a couple of episodes back, we discussed that the government has increased the GST on mobiles. So definitely this is the outcome of that. And also, just earlier today, the rupee has reached new lows against the dollar.
Oh.
So, I think it's 77 now.
Oh.
So, you have all of those factors also to be...
76.55, yeah.
Yeah, 76.5. So, you have all those factors also to be considered, right?
Yes.
Anyway, but overall, before we move on, how well do you think OnePlus will fare, and how well do you think the iPhone SE will fare in India?
The OnePlus, I have a feeling it may not fare very well. They will be the people who love the OnePlus phones and they will maybe pick it up. But they are also the ones who are complaining right now, actually, on Twitter. And now you can see it every day. The Apple phone, I think so, will do very well because it's still at a much better price point compared to the standard iPhone.
5,000 rupees cash back and
so many things
Indian that shopping thing. Festivals and all that coming up.
And with a EMI, no cost EMI, it'll be more easier on the pocket. I have an iPhone kind of a thing. But another thing also is there, because the iPhone has become so cheap, will it lose its luxury
market? I'm sure they have had numerous meetings but think about it for a minute. We are calling a 40,000 rupees phone as a cheap phone, but because it's an Apple, 40,000 rupees. Android phone would be considered a flagship.
Yeah. But at the same time, now what happens is somebody, like a lot of people, if they get into this, into the Apple ecosystem, I don't think they will come out of it that easily.
My brother asked me that. He was asking me, okay, do you think you'll come back? Right now, I think it's too early to tell, but I'm very happy with the iPhone.
iPhone, yeah.
And having spent more than a decade or something with Android, I found it quite easy to switch. But that's a discussion for another day. But yeah, even I think that OnePlus might not necessarily do well, not just because they have drastically had to increase their cost thanks to Qualcomm and thanks to their new aspirational branding, but also because post-COVID, I have a feeling the economy is going to take a big nosedive. And it's not the right time for many people might want to cut back. So, and I do think I agree with you. I think that the iPhone SE will do really well in India for people who were considering even something like the Galaxy S10 Lite or the Galaxy Note 10 Lite. It squarely comes against that, right? Even that is 40,000 rupees.
They don't want to buy a Chinese phone, but they'll buy a phone made in China.
You have an option.
I know. The thing is, it's an Apple, but designed in California. What is it?
Designed in California. So we will see. I'm sure. Nobody has the phone in their hand yet. Apple has not given out any review unit. So there's nothing which has come out.
And a lot of them have actually ordered online and supposed to be coming on the 24th to a lot of YouTubers in the US.
So we will definitely, we'll update our listeners and viewers once the reviews are in. So as of now, I think it's time for us to fight. Yeah. Let's head over to Geek versus Geek. I love your app. So you want to start first or do you want me to get it over with?
Okay, I will start first actually. The thing is, this is an app actually which Vikram had suggested. And so, but now I have taken it as my own. So, so in this app, so it's called Escape Team. And it's a fantastic game actually. It is actually blending in the physical world and also the digital part of it. So basically, you would have to download some PDFs from their website and you would have to print it out and get actual physical stuff in your hand. And while you're playing the game, it'll ask you to solve some riddles or some riddles like that. It'll be on this paper. You're supposed to use the paper in certain ways. Maybe you have to cut them out and then find a path and all that, get the numbers, crack the code, and there'll be another one. One is crack the code, and the other one was...
There is a Morse code one. It gets more difficult as in other missions.
Yeah. So how many missions did you complete, actually? How many of them were there?
Well, since the app is free, look at me plugging your app for you. since the app is free, it comes with... there's one introductory mission, plus there's the first mission, both of them are free. So, I think the first one is fairly simple. It just takes around 10-15 minutes. the after that each one is 99 cents. I have to check out what I have to check out. Probably it'll come to about 100 rupees or something, I'm guessing, per extra mission. So this is
per extra mission,
per yeah, each one is sold for 99 cents.
Okay.
But some of them are really complicated, at least from the PDF. From what I saw, they seem very intriguing. Yeah. So for folks who like playing this mystery rooms in malls and all, and now you're stuck in your home, I guess.
So here you will get a live pen and paper escape room. Like you have, it's for 2 to 4 players. So it's nice. Like if you have more people around you, it's like a team, right? So it's escape team. So missions 2 to 5 are available in the as an app purchases, actually. Okay, you have only the first mission. This is Central Station, it seems, right?
Yes.
Fast-paced audio narration and atmospheric soundtrack.
It's actually done really well, because even on your phone moment, because you're not just doing the puzzles which you printed out, but you also have the phone running. So there's a lady saying, hurry up, you have only 10 minutes left, and there's a countdown going. And once you get the code, you have to type in that code, and it tells you whether the bomb is diffused. It's all done very, very nicely, and we have to think of new ways to do to pass the time during the lockdown. So, yeah. And this one, I guess it's available in both Android and iOS, right? I mean, yes, I have it on my phone.
Yeah. So this is Android and iOS. Yeah. So what's your app, Vikram?
My app, unfortunately, when I put it up, I thought it was both. I usually prefer putting in apps which are both Android and iOS. But unfortunately, this one is iOS only right now from the looks of it. I can only see the look of disapproval from Vinayak and the groans and moans from several of our listeners. But I'm sorry about that. I'll make it up.
He's becoming too much into the Apple ecosystem. He's being brainwashed.
I'm going over to the dark side. Yeah. So I have, here it is. This is called a Gemi Cam, G-E-M-I. So basically, it's a camera which, as you can see, it's a camera app. It has two panes. So what it lets you do is use both your front and back camera at the same time. So I can take a photo, let's say, of something and also me. So it takes a selfie. You'll be quick to point out that I think Samsung has something similar, right? Where it takes...
On iOS itself, we had something called Double Take by Filmic, which will take all the cameras at the same time.
Yeah, this is something similar. So they again have various other modes also, where I can either take, I don't know whether I can, how I can show this to you. Right now, what it's doing is it's taking a photo with my main camera and superimposing me onto that scenery using the front camera. So let's say you have a beautiful scenery in front of you and you want to take a selfie, but selfies look awkward. You can actually use this one. So it takes the, the scenic, it'll take, let's say, the landscape. Then using the front camera, it's taking you and kind of superimposing you onto that.
But the thing is, you have two boxes, or how is it in that?
You have various modes. So you have two boxes. Again, it's not going to look good in this. But right now, I don't know how it will work, because it needs to see a face. So there's one more mode where in live, in real time, it will kind of superimpose your face onto
it. But my S6 had that.
It did.
Yeah, so in the S6, you had something
that
like...
a postage stamp on the top right?
You can make it a postage stamp. You have a heart. You can have so many other kind of things.
Yeah, so here it's like as if you're standing. I mean, like a green screen. It kind of makes it a green screen kind of a thing.
So that's one important point. Okay, the green, it looks like you're there.
Yeah, it looks like you're there. Then, of course, it also has, like what you said, it doesn't have a heart shape. But yeah, I can put myself in a circle in the top right or whatever. But yeah, the green screening kind of a thing, live green screening, if you can call it, I think that looks really nice. And that's pretty much it. It's called Gemi Cam or Gemi Cam. I don't know. G-M-I-N-I is Gemini. So G-E-M-I should be Gemi. So it's this from...
Yeah, it's like GIF or GIF.
That GIF fight would end up with that shit. I always say GIF. What do you
say? Even I say GIF.
Okay, then we're fine.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. This from the folks who bring the firework app. So it's available only on iOS, unfortunately. So that's Gemi Cam. I don't know. Right now, of course, you're not going out anywhere. But once this lockdown is over and you go on your vacation, you can use this to take pics of yourself in nice scenic locations. So that's pretty much it. Anything to plug, Vinayak? What's been happening on YouTube?
YouTube, there's mostly different stuff. There's an NFC video is there. Like, it's quite cheap NFC tags that you can get. You can program it with anything. Suppose you want to change, say, share your Wi-Fi credentials. You want to share your phone number, business cards, actually. You can use NFC over there. So go to our YouTube channel. We have youtube.com/talkingstuffnet. You can check out the latest video over there.
Absolutely. And also do check out our other podcast. That's Binge On. Binge On, last time, what did we have? We have children's movie. And I have a feeling you might also like the next one. I don't want to give away the theme yet. But we have the next episode coming out the next week. And of course, we've got Attention Please with Arnab Ray. So do look for all of these on the podcast player, whichever you're
And Vuk, actually, which you are actually listening to right now.
Yes. And that's pretty much it. So until next time, keep washing your hands. Any other words of wisdom, Vinayak?
See you.
Apart from washing hands.
Stay home, safe. Slowly, I guess.